Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, got something to say. It's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now listen up, okay? I mean, there's a lot going on out there. A lot for you to pay attention to, and you should be. Really should be paying attention to what's happening around you. Listen to the words they use, listen to the way they speak, and you're right. You got to join the chat room. You'll find it at JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Joey B's hairy legs will not scare anybody. You're right. And we have the laughing stock of the planet right now. There isn't one country that is worried about what we're going to do to them. Now, there are countries that are worried that we're going to stop giving them money. But none of them are worried about what we're going to do, what we're capable of doing from a military standpoint or anything along those lines. They could care less. Because they know we won't do anything. Again, it's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Democrats are starting to, they're really, I don't know, were they fat, dumb, and happy for years? I mean, really. Why is it that all of a sudden some of these people are waking up? So, members of the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania are really having some heartburn over some of the things that are happening there. Now, they're sounding the alarm about their party ahead of the 2024 presidential election. They're claiming it's going to be a disaster. Now, Politico's piece opened with a dire picture of the party situation. They're in Pennsylvania. With a little more than a year to go under the 2024 election, the state Democrat Party is reeling from financial problems, lack of trust across the party. This is according to interviews with 20 Democrat officials. They cited several, the story added, it's amateur hour. Members who like other Democrats who grant anonymity to speak. And some of them finally opened up and said, look, we are in trouble here. The article goes on to say the state's party went through a round of layoffs in July. One of its political action committees has less than $8,000 in the account. And why do you think this is happening? I'm asking the question. They have nothing to offer, right? In the political article, it stated the prevailing fear is that the party will not be in a strong shape, or the shape it needs to be in, ahead of the presidential election. They have a key Senate race next year, too. State Supreme Court contest, right? They're making abortion front and center about everything. And it's concerning that the state party is laying off as we're heading into a really important Supreme Court race. And it's true. Look at, they're not going to put money, donors are not going to put money when they feel they're going to lose. You have to, they're going to have to figure out a path forward to build a... Well, look, you're telling me you're not going to run Fetterman again? And what's going to be the reason behind it? Or what's going to be his reason? Is he finally going to start waking up and go, hey, look, I've got some real serious issues that are causing me not to be my best. I love this state too much. I don't see that happen. Now, another senior Democrat official in the state said that the issues, the trouble facing the party is going to make it tough. Now, Pennsylvania is the single biggest battleground state that we have, right? In a presidential election, it makes or breaks the election to a big way. One official Democrat said, official high up in the Democrat Party said, hey, we're incompetent. We have a total incompetent, lazy guy who has no clue what he's doing running for the state party. I mean, Fetterman has no idea where he's at, where he's been. And forgive me, I'm not beating on the guy, but he's got mental issues. We know that. The poor man had a stroke, and I believe he had another one. You know, additionally, they assured critics that the state party's federal PAC has 200,000. We're good. Well, then why are they laying off people? What's the deal? What's the problem? And yet the higher-ups in the Democrat Party have said, we're in a world of hurt. I don't know if we can make this thing work. And then they've stated there have been disagreements. Now, listen, we've had these fights in parties before. This is nothing new. So maybe this is not a big deal, but you're talking about a battleground state that has a real problem for a senator right now, a real problem. And I don't think he can get back in again, but that's just my own personal opinion. Because every time I think people are paying attention, I get bit. I don't like it. It's no fun anymore. But then again, you've got San Francisco. You can't get any more locked-in, ideological Democrat than San Francisco. But you had a San Francisco commissioner resign. Wrote a nasty, nasty letter, which is fine, to Mayor Breed. Right? And exposed all the city's nasty conditions. The rampant drug use there. I mean, they're using drugs and passing out in the hallways of businesses. How do you expect to stay open? How do you expect businesses to stay there and pay taxes? But they're the real fascists because they're getting on the case of these businesses that are leaving because they're not making any money. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Just do something. Do something more than nothing. Make a splash. Make a difference. Okay, we're talking about in San Francisco and how a commissioner has resigned there while really laying into the mayor, London Breed, over just her really not taking care of business. San Francisco Land Use Commissioner Alex Lundum, creator of the Doom Loop, or the walking tour, which went viral. You know, and then they got canceled. They got canceled because nobody, well, officials didn't want to have to deal with the pictures and the garbage that were going on there in San Francisco. And San Francisco's been in the world of hurt, yes. It's they've got an all-Dem progressive county board. They have an all-Dem progressive city council. It's ridiculous. There's no checks and balances. Nobody really cares. It's Dem ideology to and damn the constituents. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Now, San Francisco Land Use Commissioner Alex Lundum, the creator of the Doom Loop, right? Again, you're a commissioner, and you've got the guts to do something like that. He went on to say, I regret that my attempt to bring attention to the deplorable street conditions and rampant criminality in my neighborhood has been misconstrued as a mockery of the suffering individuals. No, it hasn't. Wake up, will you? They spun it that way to be able to come after you. Really. You say, well, I should have used satire. Yeah, you should have. Because people pay attention to it that way. Look at what you've done. You've done a dust up here. They can't ignore you. Now they have to say something. Right? Former commissioner was reportedly identified after refunds for his Doom Loop walking tour, which was designed to show off downtown San Francisco and all the doom and squalor, revealed his email to the public. He refused to apologize for his criticism of wide-ranging policies, though. He said, look, they exist. They're a problem. Somebody needs to deal with them. He says, as long as these open-ear... Now, this is really funny. It's not working. Crime is getting worse. People are dropping dead in the streets there. These people that are shooting up and then walking out the street. Look, we got pictures of it. We've got pictures. We got video of people dying after shooting up. What's it going to take? No, seriously, what's it going to take to get these people to wake up? They're willing to kill others for their ideology. Think of that. And then they paint us as the killers. Republicans, conservatives, Christians. Right? You've got more and more places now. They can see it from their businesses. You got these addicts that are suffering right there in the street. Pedestrians aren't walking around anymore. You don't see many office walkers. People aren't coming to the office. Right? A lot of small businesses are closing. You know what that means? That means there's a lot of mom-and-pop homes that are either going into foreclosure, they got to use them to pay off their debt. Then what do they do? Where do they get a job? All of the downtown is suffering. The markets, the stores, there are places closing. Just amazing. The former commissioner was appointed by Breed to the Commission on CUNY Investment and Infrastructure. She, you know, addressed the mayor directly. He said, as mayor, I hope you will continue to address these dire issues. Continue? You haven't addressed them yet, really. They're not any better. The original advertisement for the Doom Loop Walk Tour in San Francisco described the event as an expert tour through the worst of San Francisco. I don't see what the problem is. I'm just telling you, I don't see what the problem is. People want to see what's going on there. Oh, wait a minute. You're afraid it's going to scare away tourists? Yeah, too late. Really? I was supposed to go, or I was asked to go, to an event, a convention, in San Francisco in December. And I'm like, yeah, that ain't going to happen. No way, no how. Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, you know, be part of the solution. What are you guys asking what happened to Kamala Harris? You know what happened to her. She's hiding. Give me a break. She is nowhere to be found. You know why? Because she doesn't want to be found. She is petrified of having to answer questions, doing anything along those lines. And this is their girl. Excuse me, because I'll catch heck for that. This is their lady. This is the woman they wanted. Right? Again, like I said, we have to start fighting back. You push back. You make sure that these people know where you're coming from. They know what you want. And you don't let them get away with it. If you got to get 10 of you, 15 of you, 20 of you, whatever it takes, get together to make something happen. I'm telling you, you got to start somewhere. You got to get a crack at the dam someplace. And the way we're going about it ain't working, people. And it's not that you're ineffective. We have to come together. We have to start working together with these things. Having the same mindset as to how we're going to go into these things, how we are going to make things happen. I really do feel bad for some people. You know, they come to the school board meetings, they go to the city council meetings, things don't change overnight. And they get all, I won't say bent out of shape, but they get all hurt. Want to know why nobody's listening to them? Well, it's not that nobody's listening to you. They don't care. They think you're ignorant. I mean, really. So why would they do that? You know, they know what's better for you. Period. End of discussion. Don't even try to fight with them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Another rhino, another person who has all this evidence and won't move on it. It's really that simple. The Georgia governor, Kemp, he's refusing to impeach the DA, Fannie Willis. He's been called to call a special, special meeting of the legislature. He says he doesn't have a right to do that. He's had two legislators read from their own constitution as to what he has a right to. And frankly, he's already done this once before where he's called a special session. So he's lying. Right? Why would he do that? What's he got to hide? What do they have on him? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Food and Drug Administration announced Friday that they will be delaying their decision on whether to issue a total ban on menthol cigarettes, which was supposed to be determined by the end of August. The FDA initially considered a ban on menthol tobacco products during the Obama administration after smoking opponents began calling for action in 2009 when Congress exempted menthol from a ban on flavored cigarettes. The August jobs report saw the unemployment rate tick up to 3.8%. while the economy added 180,000 jobs, slightly more than analysts expected. At the White House on Friday, President Biden says the report demonstrates the economy has recovered from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns.
People are coming off the sidelines, getting back to their workplaces.
Tim Berg, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. We're talking about Brian Kemp, Governor Brian Kemp out of Georgia, again proving himself to be truly a Democrat with an R in front of his name. And the reason I say that is because he's lying. He's lying when he says, you know, I see no reason to call a special session. Well, first he said he can't call a special session. Okay? And the reality is when when one of the legislators called him out on it, read from Georgia state law, he had to back away from that. Although he really didn't back away from it. What he said was, I see no reason to call a special session. Now, he's gone from I can't to I see no reason to. So there's, you know, lie one, if you would. I can't call a special session. Well, he can. And he said, while he's concerned with Willis have been well documented, he said, I can't call a special session. Nobody has shown me any real evidence. Well, actually, he doesn't need the evidence. They've asked him to call a special session. He should call one. Let the legislature do what they're going to do. And he can do what he has to do. But he's going to keep him from doing it. Right? He doesn't want it, so he's going to keep them from doing it. As long as I'm governor, we're going to follow the law and the Constitution. Well, actually, no. This is the second time. First time was actually during an election when you refused to do anything, to take any kind of action on what was going on. So don't talk about following the Constitution, following the law, when you're actually not doing it. And before taking questions, any more questions, I should say, Kemp concluded his remarks with, in Georgia, we will not be engaging in political theater that only inflames emotion. Well, really? Why is it political theater? To assure the people that the election was true and real, and that you can swear that every vote that was counted was legal and right. because you can't do it. You knew it then and you know it now. I don't know how true this is, but Trump told Sarge Starnes in the interview that, you know, he may enter one of the debates. Right? He hasn't totally ruled it out yet. He said, I like debating. I guess I won because of the debates, Trump said. You know, they've been very good to me, so I might, but at this moment I'm really not looking in that direction, but hey, you never know. And he said, I'm leading by so much, he said, it's kind of foolish to do it. I don't agree with that statement. I would be more inclined to say, look, if it's going to be a hate fest where 8 or 9 of those are pounding on me and coming after me and doing whatever, then what does this do? What good is any of this? Right? When you look at them, you need someone to assist President Trump's America First agenda, which is what we all miss. Now, Trump said he didn't want to insult any of his rivals, but noted it was not a great debate. I agree with him. I don't think it was a great debate either. 855-REAL-JOE, I know, it's infuriating is what it is. 855-732-5560. Well, Democrats are starting to push back all over the place. Madeline Brahm, she is the head of Rescue Angels. And seriously, a black woman who lost her son in New York last year, and Alvin Bragg, whatever his name is, did absolutely nothing for her. Didn't help her, didn't help the family, did nothing for her. They want total chaos. They need total chaos, frankly. It's the only way they win. Laura Ingraham was interviewing her, asked her a few questions, and listen to her answer. There's also a black man in the interview that is just having a fit that she is coming out against black people. Take a listen.
Who's on us? And we continue to chase the ghosts of slavery past. And they continue with the narrative to keep us enslaved in our minds with the slavery and oppression and racism. We've been marching for 60 damn years to reach the mountaintop, and we have not made it yet. We have the Al Sharptons of the world, who now is going to go and march. While the rest of us are at the bottom of the hill for 60 years, he seems to be the only one who has made it to the mountaintop.
Horace,
She's right. She did right on what she's saying. They've done nothing for the black community. They've done nothing but hold them down. And you know what? The funny thing about all of this is Alfonso Rachel Zoe has been saying this on my show for years. He's been talking about how, you know, they come off as you know, they got your back. They're willing to do. And they don't do anything. They could care less. They're not looking to help you out. They're looking to keep you down. They've got nothing. If they can't keep you dependent on them, they've got nothing. Think about it. Because it's everything that they do, everything that they're screaming about, has to do with racism or perceived women's rights. You know, I always get the big kick out of this, like that happened in Hollywood. We had that whole Me Too movement forever, did we not? Right? That people were wearing ribbons and coming out and talking about it. They even threw Harvey Weinstein under the bus. I think they had other reasons for that, but whatever. Right? They were all high and mighty on this stuff. And what happened? Go ahead. Nothing. You're exactly right. Absolutely nothing happened. Because they weren't serious about it. Come on, people. They weren't serious. If they were so serious about it, and they were so on board with all these, you know, left-wing ideological just craziness, then why didn't they swap out half of their corporate boards there in Hollywood? They have more blacks than women on there. They didn't do that. Right? Why didn't they immediately go to putting more, well, you know, women in roles of, not production, but direction and what have you? You don't see much of that either. Now, they did, and I love all this, it's always when something happens to them, when they get caught, that they temporarily start to make changes. I was just joking with Zoe the other day and saying, hey, Dude, have you noticed that every commercial that comes on now out of Hollywood, all the commercials, it's a black and white couple, a black and Asian couple, black and Hispanic couple. I mean, you never saw that before. Does it bother me? No. What bothers me is how all of a sudden they're so righteous. They scream righteousness to us for years, for decades. But when they get caught not doing what they've been pushing on us, ooh, all of a sudden it's a whole different animal, isn't it? That's what bothers me. Not that they want to do it, but the fact that they lie about it big time. And you buy it. I don't. But you buy it. Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Well, you heard me start to talk about it earlier today. Again, Newsom coming at school boards. See, they don't understand. There are over 1,000 school districts in California. That means that you have over 1,000 cities that are electing local officials that they want to run their local schools, local cities, and what have you. But no. Not good enough for the Democrats. They want total control. You know, millions of California's kids went back to school, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? New year, new start, everything should have been fresh. Many areas of the state, however, they're doing what they can do, even while these tensions are mounting. The war of words between Governor Newsom, state education officials, several local school boards, over curriculum and parental notifications, gender transitions, all the stuff that they're hiding from the kids. Earlier this week, 150 parents opposed some state, actually earlier this month, 150 plus parents opposed some state LGBTQ-oriented sex-related public school curricula. Many marched to City Hall to the Los Angeles Unified School District. You saw that in the news. People are getting fed up. And let me tell you what. Those people that were marching to City Hall, I would guarantee you, not Republicans. The majority of those people were hardcore, lifelong Democrats. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-556. We get involved, get engaged. Seriously, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Some pretty funny stuff during the break. Anyway, that you send me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. All right, hey, let me just get out of the last one into a new one. Joe Biden and his team. It is amazing to me when I tell Democrats about stuff that Joe says or has said in the past, whatever. They don't believe it. And it's not that and I'll say this, so you're calling me a liar? And they go, no. You got to be mistaken. This cannot be the guy that we know or that we've been told about. I mean, seriously. And it's always, I won't say it's fun because it's not fun. But when they really find out and see what he is about, it's always amazing to me. They still shake their head like, well, that can't be true. Okay, you just saw it. You saw it on your screen, so your own computer. Nothing's been reworked or re-anything. So why is this so hard for you to understand? Because it squashes their narrative. That's why. And I get it. It's really hard to take sometimes. especially with one of our people that I've been in support of, and I see the road that they're going down. I go, well, wait, this isn't what I signed up for. This isn't what you were when you left here. What the heck happened to you? You see that a lot, guys. So here's Joe Biden at his finest, laying it out for the whole world to see. I think this is wonderful myself. Take a listen.
Whether or not the person that is accosting your son or daughter, or my son or daughter, my wife, your husband, my mother, your parents, it doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I don't want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street. That's number one. There's a consensus on that. Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized. They literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will.
Has anybody figured out who they are yet? This guy's been a racist from day one. All right? And you can go back and get speech after speech, comment after comment. Nobody wants to hear it. Right? Nobody on the... Because then they have to admit they did something wrong. They have to admit that they were wrong. We're such a prideful group of people now. We can't admit when we do something wrong. Some more, Joey B.
Become the predators 15 years from now. And Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them. They are beyond the pale, many of those people. Beyond the pale. And it's a sad commentary on society. We have no choice but to take them out of society. And the truth is, we don't very well know how to rehabilitate them at that point. That's the sad truth. I'm the guy that said, rehabilitation, when it occurs, we don't understand it and notice it. And when we, even when we notice it and we know it occurs, we don't know why. So you cannot make rehabilitation a condition for release. That's why in our system, there's the federal system, you serve 85% of your time. It's a shame, but we don't know how to rehabilitate. But there is a consensus, and I will cease. A, we must make the streets safer. I don't care why someone is a malfactor in society. I don't care why someone...
Now, he would never say that today. You know that. He's talked about this. You have to look into somebody's face. You have to understand what they're going through. You have to understand what the community was like, how they grew up, whether they had parents or didn't have parents. Right? Seriously.
Is antisocial. I don't care why they become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society, try to help them, try to change the behavior. That's why we do in this bill. We have drug treatment and we have other treatments to try to deal with it. But they are in jail. Away from my mother, your husband, our families. But we would be absolutely stupid as a society if we didn't recognize the condition that nurtured those folks still exist, and we must deal with that.
I want you to think about something here. The man has just talked 3 minutes on crime. How to stop crime. How we can't put up with crime. We can't have the rampant crime that we have now running all around the place. Right? Let that sink in for a minute. And yet today, it's almost like they promote crime. They coddle criminals. There's no big noise, push, whatever, to get them off the street. No. Putting them in jail doesn't help. Right? You know, this is what you hear, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Matter of fact, while he was going off, somebody just sent me another link to a story. Right? About the in California, a Democrat-led committee advances a bill. Advances a bill that let killers serving life without parole request resentencing. So, I want you to know something. Capital punishment is legal here in California. The voters have voted for it twice. Gavin Newsom decided, you know, we don't need it. You know, it's not the right thing to do. We shouldn't be killing people who've killed other people. You know, where's our compassion? Where's this? Where anybody goes through the whole thing. But the people of the state want it. Overwhelmingly, didn't slide by. They overwhelmingly want it. So he commuted everybody's sentence that was, you know, on death row to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, he's looking to offer parole to these killers, allowing them to redo their sentences. I mean, is this for real? Who can possibly say this makes sense? This is a bill that would allow killers serving a life sentence without parole to possibly be resentenced, cleared a major hurdle on Friday in the California Democrat-led legislature. The State Assembly Appropriations Committee advances Senate Bill 94, which now moves to the next phase of voting. The bill would allow California prison inmates serving a sentence of life without parole for certain crimes to petition for resentencing if the offense occurred before 1990. I love this. So if the sentence, so what is with 1990? Those convicted of first-degree murder, think of this, those convicted of first-degree murder or of killing a police officer will be exempt. Now, oh, see, Joe, you know, you're making a big deal of this. It's not, no, I'm not. This is how they operate. See, we Republicans, we conservatives, we want everything to happen at the snap of a finger. We want you to look and believe that what we're telling you is right, that this is crazy, you need to stop this law, stop this, and it doesn't work and we get all bummed out. They don't. They have a long game. They know what they're doing. They know what they want. They have a long game going on. And when I say it because, think about it. They've been working on this for decades. They really were sure that the public was going to turn down corporal punishment. And what happened? They didn't. Twice. Twice it came up for vote. And twice the people of the state of California said, no, we want corporal punishment. Enough. Enough of this craziness. We want corporal punishment. And he couldn't handle that. Newsom couldn't. So he finally just said, hey, no more death penalty. Don't care what you want. This is what we're going to do. They're taking little bites at this. You watch. Even the others will be allowed to get out on parole. Joe City host, hey, have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Relax. Enjoy. So I can get you all uptight again Monday. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day.